Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're going to discuss Erevin Daf Yud Gimel. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, there's machlokas in a brice regarding putting kanketom into ink, which makes it impossible to completely erase the ink, in order to write the parsha of Sota in a Sefer Torah. Rav Yudah said that Rabbi Meir used to say that one may put kanketom into ink for writing a Sefer Torah, except for the parsha of Sota. Rabbi Yaakov said, in Rabbi Meir's name, that it may be used to write the parsha of Sota as well, but not for writing the parsha of Sota that was used in the base of Migdash for the Sota waters. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that the practical difference between them is whether it's valid to erase the psukim from a regular Sefer Torah in the bitter waters of the Sota. In order for psukim to be valid to be used for the bitter waters that a Sota must drink, it must be words that are able to be erased. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the psukim from a regular Sefer Torah are valid to be used to be put inside Sota waters, one cannot put kanketom into the ink. According to Rabbi Yaakov, however, they are not valid, and therefore, the psukim of a regular Sefer Torah may be written with ink that has kanketom in it. Only the parsha Sota that was used within the base of Migdash may be used, therefore it's only these psukim that may not be written with kanketom. Point number two, Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains that he was originally a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but he was not able to discern his final psak given Rabbi Akiva's ability to defend both sides of a position. So he went to learn Rabbi Shmuel v'gam Gemara to learn the various traditions, and then he went to Rabbi Akiva v'savar savora, and then he studied them with great analysis. Rabbi Yaakov bar Chanina said there was none in the generation like Rabbi Meir, but they didn't fix the halacha like him because his colleagues could not fathom the depths of his reasoning, for he could effectively assert that something tame was tahor and that something taro was tame. Rabbi said that the reason that he was sharper than his colleagues is that he saw Rabbi Meir from behind, and if he had seen him in the front, he would have been even sharper. And point number three, the Gemara asks why Beis Hillel merited it to have the halacha fixed according to their view, and answers, because they were agreeable and forbearing, showing restraint when they were challenged, and they would study their opinion and the opinion of Beis Shammai. Rashi explains that they would make great effort to show how the psukim that Beis Shammai brought as proofs could be understood differently. And not only that, but they would even quote the words of Beis Shammai before their own. So once again, the three points are number one, there's a machlokas and a braisa regarding putting kanketom into ink, which makes it impossible to completely erase the ink, in order to write the parsha of Sota in a Sefer Torah. Rav Yudah said that Rabbi Meir used to say that one may put kanketom into ink for writing a Sefer Torah, except for the parsha of Sota. Rabbi Yaakov said in Rabbi Meir's name that it may be used to write the parsha of Sota as well, but not for writing the parsha of Sota that was used in the base of Migdash for the Sota waters. Rabbi Yirmiyah said that the practical difference between them is whether it's valid to erase the psukim from a regular Sefer Torah in the bitter waters of the Sota. In order for psukim to be valid to be used for the bitter water that a Sota must drink, it must be words that are able to be erased. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the psukim from a regular Sefer Torah are valid to be used to be put inside the Sota waters, one cannot put kanketom into the ink. According to Rabbi Yaakov, however, they are not valid, and therefore the psukim of a regular Sefer Torah may be written with ink that has kanketom in it. Only the parsha of Sota that was used within the base of Migdash may be used, and therefore it's only these psukim that may not be written with kanketom. Point number two, Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains that he was originally a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but he wasn't able to discern his final psak given Rabbi Akiva's ability to defend both sides of position. So he went to learn by Rabbi Shmuel v'gamar gemor to learn the various traditions, and then went to Rabbi Akiva v'savar savora, and he studied them with greater analysis. Rabbi Yaakov bar Chanina said there was none in the generation like Rabbi Meir, but they didn't fix the halacha like him because his colleagues couldn't fathom the depths of his reasoning, for he could effectively assert that something tame was tahor and something tahor was tame. Rabbi said that the reason that he was sharper than his colleagues is that he saw Rabbi Meir from behind, and if he had seen the front of him, he would be even sharper. And point number three, Gemara asks why Beis Hillel merited to have the halacha fixed according to their view, and answers, because they were agreeable and forbearing, showing restraint when they were challenged, and they would study their opinion and the opinion of Beis Shammai. Rashi explains that they would make great effort to show how the psukim that Beis Shammai brought as proofs could be understood differently. And not only that, but they would even quote the words of Beis Shammai before their own. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Yud Gimel, and the simon for Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, who was laning the parsha of Sota beautifully, until he noticed some letters were erased, was blessed by the Rav, who said Meir should be zochet to have great teachers and always exemplify the midos of Beis Hillel. Once again, in slow motion. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be more Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy who was laying the parsha so too beautifully, until he noticed some letters were erased, which reminds us of the machlokas whether one can put kan kedom into ink when writing the parsha sota in a sefer Torah. So the bar mitzvah boy who was laying the parsha sota beautifully until he noticed some letters were erased was blessed by the Rav who said Meir should be zochet to have great teachers, which reminds Rabbi Meir who learned from both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva and who was the greatest in his generation. The bar mitzvah boy who was laying the parsha sota beautifully until he noticed some letters were erased was blessed by the Rav who said Meir should be zochet to have great teachers and always exemplify the midos of Beis Hillel, which reminds us that it was Beis Hillel's midos that was the reason they merited that the halacha should go according to them. So once again, the bar mitzvah boy who was laying the parsha sota beautifully until he noticed some letters were erased was blessed by the Rav who said Meir should be zochet to have great teachers and always exemplify the midos of Beis Hillel. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.